The Senate this week, Senator, working on the at least first part of their job on the budget for the next fiscal year.
We have. We were able to wind up the Senate side, but take it on, and I think we've done some good. And the way the process all works, starts with the governor, then goes to the House, then goes to the Senate, and then the House and the Senate get together and compromise where we differ. And if there's a difference, then we try and compromise, and then take it back to the body and make sure that both House and Senate are comfortable with it. And then from there goes to the governor's desk, and he can either veto it or sign it and pass it. So I think we've came along with a pretty good budget. The Senate definitely did not match up with the House in a lot of ways. But I prefer the Senate budget, of course. I do prefer the Senate budget. I think it's better. Some things I've worked hard on kind of came true, and I think that's a good thing. I was able to, the chairman is Senator Brown, who does a great job, and this year he really held his own with some, and we got some good things. Something that meant a lot to me was funding for transportation for our rural schools, and we got an extra $25 million put in that. And so that was huge. And we did increase the money for schools, another $48 million going directly to schools over last year. And last year we fully funded the formula. And so that was a big thing to stick another $48 million in there. Doesn't fully fund the formula, but it's $48 million more than last year, which did. So puts us on a pretty good path with schools. Something I was really proud of, something I worked all last summer on, trying to get the House to go along with. Our nursing homes in a bad situation and aren't getting paid near enough for our Medicaid patients. And some have had to close, some going to close. So, you know, those folks don't have a voice, and I try to be their voice up here. Senator Brown agreed with me. We were able to get the nursing homes more money in home health care, and also then to add $8 per day to each nursing home patient that they had. And that's not going to put them in real good financial shape, but it sure is going to help them a lot, and hopefully keeping any of them from closing. Lots of other good things in the budget. I was amazed on the floor today with discussion about that. Someone was complaining about social service programs, and we're putting over $9 billion in social service programs. So we understand the needs. There's never enough money for anybody, but that's just huge when you think a third, the $28 billion budget is going for social programs.
And another between, what, 25 and 30%, 35% maybe for education?
Yes, it'll be, if you count higher ed, it'll probably be close to 40%. Doesn't leave much left for everything else. Prisons have cut about all they can cut, and we've cut about all we can out of them. Have to have a different highway patrol, highway department. It all gets pretty slim. Conservation's in there. Hard to cut a whole lot after that. As long as the Medicaid keeps growing, that's going to continue to put a strain on the state budget.
And again, as you say, next step is a conference committee between the Senate and House.
It will be. That should be coming up next week. I know I'll sit on some. I don't know which committees yet. The chairman hasn't announced which ones. I was able to sit on a couple last year and kind of help hold our own. So hopefully we can come to an agreement, and the citizens here in Missouri will be better off for what we do between the House and Senate.
Still look to make the be able to make the May 11th deadline?
Oh, yes. I think we'll be ahead of that. I think so. Hope so. That's by Constitution. We have to be done by May 11th. That always puts a little pressure, which I think is good. And this process all started with the governor back before the first of the year. Normally you get it a couple weeks into January. This year the governor's office was late getting it to us, but at that point the House had it, and then we got it probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, and spend lots of time. We start usually 8 in the morning, and usually it's 9 or 10 o'clock at night whenever we finish up, and it is just the Appropriations Committee, so it's just, I think there's 12 of us on there.
Other legislation this week besides the budget for you?
Yes, didn't get along very well today. It wasn't exactly a good day or the last couple of days. Had two bills that a senator did not like. I had physical oversight, and he had a bill that was going to cost general revenue $128 million, which would have had to been taken out of school funding or out of social programs, and the budget just wasn't there. I'm the chairman of that committee and did not vote it out, so he took it personal and killed a couple of bills of mine. But we're not done for the year. But one of them was expanding internet broadband to our rural areas through our co-ops, given them the option of doing so. Then the trial lawyers got into it and seen bucks where they could make some money off of it. Had that kind of worked out, and then something else happened today. But we'll be back on that one and do our best to get internet service broadband to the rural Missouri. It's the only way we've got. They've got the equipment, they've got the poles, they've got the lines. Great people working there that could do that. And CenturyLink certainly is interested in doing that, nor AT&T when they have to go so far and can't make any money off of it. So we'll keep fighting for that bill, and I see a little light at the end of the tunnel, and maybe we can make that happen. Another was a banking bill, which I really didn't understand, and there again, that was because I'd said no to this $128 million. Really would have helped schools considerably, would have helped banks considerably, where schools can borrow from the bank, local bank, and not have to go out of town. Also did some things for school to make it easier for them to borrow money when they had to. So I was disappointed that they again took their own little personal vendetta out on what I consider the schools and banks. We're not done with that one yet either. Lay the bills over, and I think I'd get floor time back next week, and we'll see where it goes from there.